I think there's a few concrete things that we need to do this upcoming legislative session, initiatives that I'll be supporting and pushing for. One is establishing an independent watchdog over these state agencies. That would be called an Office of Inspector General. Unfortunately, Governor Walz and legislative Democrats blocked that from becoming law last year. We also need to make sure that these state agencies don't have blank checks. When the Democrats had complete control of state government, they just allowed these programs to balloon in cost, whether that was 3,000% or even higher, where the government just kept on funding these programs, even though they were showing patterns of potential fraud. So we need to have spending caps, spending triggers that instigate audits of these programs, so that if a program goes over the projected cost, we have the legislative auditor will go in and figure out what's going on. And basically, we just can't trust the Walz administration to do their job. So we're going to have to make sure that the legislature is much more engaged than we saw under Democrat control.
Talk about the legislation that ended taxpayer-funded health care for illegal immigrants. Minnesota's basically a sanctuary state for reasons like that. One of the reasons ICE has the problem they have right now is because of policies that existed like that to attract them to Minnesota. And obviously, Minneapolis itself a sanctuary city. But you ended that, right?
Yes. Last year, I was the chief author in the Minnesota Senate to roll back taxpayer-funded health insurance for illegal immigrants. Minnesota was one of only three states in the country that had this broad-based benefit. And within 3 months, the enrollment was over 20,000 illegal immigrants in the state of Minnesota were getting free health care from the state. And it was going to cost Minnesota taxpayers upwards of $600 million. So we were able to pass that bill through the House and the Senate. We forced Governor Walz to sign it. And that's saving taxpayers money. And it's also removing a subsidy, an incentive for illegal immigrants to come here to Minnesota.
Lister wants us to ask you whether or not the Paid Family Medical Leave Act that was supported by not one Republican, all Democrats. I'm just throwing in my commentary there, but they want to know, can you reverse that next session?
With Democrats having a majority in the Senate and there being a tie in the House, I don't think you're going to see it, see a whole lot of change with the paid leave program, just from a political perspective. But one thing that you will hear a lot from myself and legislative Republicans is we need to make sure that this doesn't become another billion-dollar fraud scheme in state government's watch. And when asked, the deed commissioner that's charged with overseeing this program, when asked who is going to be the regulator here that's going to be watching out for fraud, his answer was, I guess we'll find out. And so that's our big concern, is you're going to have dollars that were, again, supposed to go to people who need help going to criminals.